This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You've DFA'd Hunter Renfrow. You optioned, obviously, MJ Melendez at one point this season. You've brought up, called up your top prospect in Jack Caglione. You've done all the player alterations you really can make. At some point in time, if your offense continues to have a historically bad season, and we're in the middle of June, and you keep going through the calendar, at some point, you have to look at your process. And you have to look like, hey, do you have the right people in place in terms of developing hitters at the big league level as well? And yeah, Alex Zumwalt, that conversation I think is warranted today. Most teams, if you have playoff expectations, and the Royals certainly did.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, playoff expectations. You're coming off a playoff appearance a year ago, and your offense, who actually, well, you know, we mentioned the moves they made. They went out and traded for Jonathan India. They have since called up their top prospect in the system. Their offense is way, way worse than the season ago. And you have to, I think, look at your hitting coach and your hitting philosophy. And hey, is this the right guy to have in place moving forward?
It's once again, we look at the schedule and we take a look at the team. We're like, oh, you know, they could still go on a run. And I'll just be honest. I know most fans are like, I don't want to hear it today. Just got their ass kicked by the Yankees, etc. I get it. I am not hopeless on this team. Because of the pitching, mostly, admittedly, not because what they've done on the offensive end, but there are still parts of me that are like, yeah, I can still see how it could work. But I'm at the point now that what we're talking about is what you said is normally there's some accountability issues, and we're out of accountability issues on the roster. We're done. There's no more left. Every move they could have made in order to prove the offense from a roster standpoint, we're done there. That's cooked. Outside of just straight up trading for another bat, which we can get to in the 11 o'clock hour, and why that wouldn't probably be the solution either. The outside of that, we're down to like, yeah, hitting coaches or anything else. Look, if they were as bad, this is why I'm saying it's not over for them, right? If they had started as poorly as like the Orioles, well, then we'd be having the conversation. I think some of you guys would have like, what do they do about Q? And all the things that I'm not prepared to have just because they got their ass kicked by the Yankees over the last three games and all season long, frankly, on a team of that nature. So like, I'm not ready to have the conversations like those yet. Am I ready to kick around what's going on with the hitting at the major league level and why isn't it more successful? Hell yeah. I'm definitely ready to have those conversations. I'm more than comfortable, at least on that end. So that's fine.
You can't have the type of offense they have this season with some of the guys that they have in this lineup. And I understand, I'm not talking about guys that are hitting 7th, 8th, 9th. I'm talking about guys that were expected to count on this season. And go through and tell me, during this current grouping of hitting, who is ultimately developed in a strong, strong way. I think the big wins are Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, he's and Michael right? Garcia this year.
This year, Michael Garcia. Yeah. But if we look at a four-year sample size, well, the roster 4 years ago wasn't great. This offense was average last year, right?
But the same players.
The offense was average last year. This year, they're trending historically bad. they were bad the 2 years prior. So it's not like you have like ever seen this offense be at a top 10 level, top 12 level in baseball. So when we're thinking about, hey, what changes have to happen? Yeah, I'm with you. I think the people calling for Matt Quatrero, that's silly. But we know typically when the players have already had potentially changes due to call-ups and send downs throughout the season, then you start looking at, hey, what's going on with the hitting coach? And multiple, it's not just one name, by the way. Alex Zumwalt's just the name that everybody knows. At some point, man, like you got to wonder.
It's actually two guys, him and Saylor.
You got to wonder if you have the right people in place there. I can't remember many times an organization though that has playoff expectations coming off a playoff season can go through an entire season. I know it's June 13th, but go through an entire season and have potentially a historically bad offense and say, oh well, no changes. We're just good. We're gonna just ride this thing out entirely.
It's still weird. It's like I still find it kind of remarkable that their record is as good as it is, considering a glaring issue, right? Not like they have a problem. They have a huge problem that has existed the entire season. Like at no point, right, has this been like, well, maybe like a, I don't know, a 1 week stretch, because Vinny Pasquantino's hitting like 390 since May 1st or like 400 since May 15th. Bobby is obviously slowed down a little bit. They've had some guys. Like I heard the stat on the broadcast last night, it blew my mind. Ryan Lefevre was on the broadcast, said the Royals have the best batting average in baseball since May 1st. I'm like, what? Am I missing something? How? Like, yeah. So they're
singles,
getting
singles, singles. They need to string five freaking singles together in order to get it done. That's the problem.
That's the Zumwalt part. This notion that is, I know this team possesses some hitters who have power. Like I am aware of that as a fact. So like at some point I should be expecting that. And look, you and I can joke about
Evan
Drellich's article at the Athletic about how power is down in baseball. I don't think that's the reason why the Royals are still dead last in home runs.
No, it doesn't matter because yes, the Athletic did have an article out today saying baseballs are messed up again and power is down by 5 feet or whatever it is. You're still the worst offense or one of the worst offenses, even with that. So like, that's why that doesn't matter for this conversation whatsoever. And you know, we talk about the big wins. You brought up Michael Garcia. Look, congrats to Kyle Isbell. He's having a very nice season, but like if your trophy of development of hitting is your number nine hitter, that's hitting 270. I don't know if that's exactly the showcase you want to put out there. Yeah. I don't, congratulations. You developed a number nine hitter in center field. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, cool. And I'm not like against that or answer the idea that Kyle Isbell's having a nice year, but you're right. I mean, at some point, and that goes back to the same thing, which is like, I still wouldn't trade. Like I would not be trading away players. I don't know how many tweets or messages are like, it's over, pack it up, he's like the fan in Major League standing out in the outfield, turning his hat upside down. I'm just not there, but it doesn't stop the frustration. Look, and I get it. People can call me like karaoke boy as much as they want on social media as an attempt to shame me into burying this team. They're not a team that deserves to be buried and has no redeeming qualities. They have a superstar. They can pitch. They can do a lot of things well. The one thing they can't do seemingly is hit consistently under any circumstance. And so, yeah, you're right. If they've got one major problem and it's been a consistent problem, at what point do you look at guys like, do you need to take a half step back and let Saylor take the reins for a bit? Or, you know, like, how do you want to maneuver this in a way that makes everyone feel like you're attempting new things and attempt to find the offense? And yeah, it's always going to be more in the players than anything else. That's what's going to ride. When Freddie Fermin steps up to the dish last night in a game in which they desperately needed at least one run, and he's standing at the plate and there's a runner on third and there's one out and he can't get him home, it's a problem. There's a runner on third and there's two outs and he can't get him home, it's a problem. And that's been a consistent thing for this team all year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.